Mary Abby Flynn loved spending time with those she loved more than anything. When she decided to host a Super Bowl party on February 2nd, 2020, no one was surprised and everyone was looking forward to it. Mary, who generally went by Abby, was spending some time at their home in Colchester, Massachusetts, while her husband was at their home back in Houston. Abby was a retired nurse and was from Gloucester, and her husband, a radiologist, was working in Houston. They split their time between Gloucester and Houston. Abby's three grown children were also not in town. Two were away at college, and one was living in New York. On February 2nd, Abby was busy preparing for the party, cleaning and cooking up some good Super Bowl food for the party. She spoke to her son at 2:40 p.m. via FaceTime. She mentioned she might take a walk before the guests arrived, perhaps hoping to get some fresh air. At 4:30 p.m., the first guest arrived at Abby's home, but Abby wasn't there. They found her phone on the counter, food in the oven, and her keys left behind, but no sign of Abby. Where is Mary Abby Flynn? Mary Abby Flynn was born on July 15, 1960. She would just go by Abby to everyone who knew her. She grew up with her siblings in the beautiful coastal Massachusetts town. After obtaining a degree in nursing, she began working at a local hospital where she met and fell in love with Richard Braverman, a radiologist. Soon, they would get married. Together, they would relocate across the country to Texas, specifically the Houston area. Rich would continue his work as a radiologist, and Abby would continue nursing. They would also have three children. Abby was a wonderful mother and just a kind and friendly person to everyone she met. Abby also thoroughly enjoyed the outdoors. She loved hiking and wildlife, and especially enjoyed photography. This would be a hobby she enjoyed for many years. As her children would become adults, she would retire from nursing and split her time between their home in Houston and their home in Massachusetts. Richard would continue working in Houston. In February 2020, Abby was braving the cold Massachusetts winter alone in Massachusetts. Well, she had a lot of friends and other family nearby, so she technically wasn't alone. However, her children were off at college and her husband was back in Houston. On Sunday, February 2nd, 2020, Abby was planning on hosting a Super Bowl party. It would be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers that year, and Abby always loved an opportunity for a get-together. She spent that morning and afternoon preparing food for the party. Around 2:40 p.m., she FaceTimed her son at college. She told him about the upcoming party and mentioned that she might try and take a walk before the guests arrive. They hung up the phone, her son saying that nothing seemed out of the ordinary. When the first guests arrived around 4:30 p.m., Abby wasn't home. They waited a while and a few more guests showed up. They were able to get in the house, although it's unclear if the house was locked or not, and they noticed that all the prepared food for the party was still in the kitchen, some still in the oven, although it was turned off. They also noticed that her keys and cell phone were on the countertop, and the dog was still there. The house also looked completely normal, as if someone had just walked out in the midst of preparing for the party. There were no signs of a struggle, and nothing looked amiss at all, just no sign of Abby anywhere. And since they knew that she didn't have her phone, calling her was pointless. As a few more hours went by, they finally decided to call the police and her husband Rich, who was back in Houston. Abby Flynn had disappeared. Authorities, according to those that were actually there at the time, did arrive right away and began searching without hesitation. It was dark by now and cold, and some worried she may have gone for her walk and had a slip and fall type of accident or a medical episode. Once law enforcement learned of her intent to go for a walk and her hobbies to photograph wildlife, they attempted to retrace any steps she may have taken. The area of Gloucester where Abby lived was on the peninsula, surrounded by water on all sides. Her house was on St. Louis Avenue, which dead-ended into Farrington Avenue. Her son had mentioned Farrington Avenue as a place she said she might walk. Farrington Avenue runs east and west, with Gloucester Harbor on one side and the Atlantic on the other. Niles Pond also sits in the middle. I did try and look up the condition of the pond at that time. It was February in Massachusetts, and it looks like the pond is sometimes used for ice skating. And if you are a local there, please feel free to give me some more details on that. However, I did find some photos of Niles Pond posted in late February, and the water was definitely not completely frozen over. Authorities would in fact send dive teams into the water in the event that Abby might have slipped and fallen into the water. Coast Guard focused their searches up and down the coastline. Helicopters were used to search from overhead, and volunteers even brought in drones to help cover more ground. Search dogs were also utilized to aid in the search and trying to find any scent of Abby. Had she gone to walk any of the nearby walking trails or hiking paths? But the dogs didn't pick up a scent. Over 80 law enforcement personnel came out to search in the days following Abby's disappearance. But no clues and no signs of Abby were ever discovered. At least that we have been told. Abby's brother Brian also made it to town the following day after learning that his sister was missing. He'd been in California visiting his son and hoped the next flight to Gloucester. This wasn't at all like his sister, and he was immediately concerned. And a month later, in March 2020, the world would see shutdowns like never before. I'd have to wonder how that would have impacted any search efforts for Abby. Were there fewer people in town? Were fewer people coming into the area that summer? Authorities have said they don't have any solid leads one way or another, nor do they have a person of interest or thoughts on what happened to Abby that day. Everything is a possibility. This woman was planning a party and just decided to go for a walk and then seemed to vanish into thin air. Gloucester, Massachusetts is a coastal town on the Atlantic coast just north of Boston. The population is just over 30,000 residents. It's an area that is known for offering great fishing. In fact, the movie The Perfect Storm was filmed in Gloucester back in the year 2000. Movie star George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, among others, and was based on true events that took place in the area back in 91. The movie centered around the fishing vessel, the Andrea Gale. Abby's area was specifically St. Louis Avenue. The short road looks mostly residential, and if you take it south, you will end up at Eastern Point Boulevard near the harbor, and if you take it north, it will take you to Farrington Avenue. It's not specifically known if Abby often walked Farrington Avenue, but for some reason, her son said she had either mentioned it or he knew it as a place that she generally walked. Farrington Avenue runs from the harbor side to the west and to the Atlantic side to the east. Farrington isn't heavily trafficked, but it doesn't look like there are sidewalks. It's also fair to note that since it was off-season, many of the homes in that area were vacant as a lot of people used them as seasonal homes. Being early February, many of those residents had gone south or inland for their winter. Abby was out walking and looking for wildlife. Was she making her way to the water by chance? Many of the reports mentioned she might have gone out for a hike, something she loved to do, and hiking trails were searched as well. By looking at the map, it looks
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like there are a couple places of interest for hiking, in addition to the beach itself, of course. About a half mile from her house is Scene Field. Apologies if I butcher the name. It has a walking hike that is about 0.6 miles long and is considered easy terrain. It attracts many bird watchers to that area because of the open and airy grassy areas. The website specifically says the field is not just a popular hiking area, but draws in many photographers. We know that Abby didn't have her phone, but I wonder if she took a camera. I couldn't find any acknowledgement of that anywhere. About a mile away from the field is the Marble Road Conservation Area. This is a city-owned area, also noted to be popular for bird watchers, that is about 53 acres. It seems like with all the people that had been out searching, covering 53 acres should have been quick. Authorities also said there was a vast network of other trails in the area that locals usually know well. And those trails were thoroughly combed through as well by search dogs, law enforcement, and even drones. The other thing to note is how close to the coastline this area is. And several of those areas are said to have rocky coastline areas. Brace Cove is very close to Abby's house on St. Louis Avenue, and those local to that part of the area say that it has a very rocky coastline and can have dangerous currents. The Coast Guard did state that they spent a fair amount of time focusing on the area of Brace Cove because those that knew Abby said it was a spot she often frequented. It had to be cold on that day. It was early February in northern Massachusetts. If she had fallen into the water, it wouldn't take long for hypothermia to set in. Specific water searches were done not only at Brace Cove, but surrounding areas and even Niles Pond. Yet, even with all those searches, no signs of Abby were discovered. Interestingly, Abby isn't the only woman in her 50s to go missing from the coastal Massachusetts area. Theresa Cohen, age 52, went missing from her rental home in Rockport, Massachusetts in 2018, and Rockport is one town over from where Abby's from. As soon as Abby went missing in 2020, many remember that the Theresa Cohen case. Were they related? They lived 5 miles from each other and were both in their 50s when they disappeared. But Theresa Cohen would be found deceased, at least we think so. I don't know that I've ever encountered a missing person case quite like Theresa Cohen's. She is still listed in the database as a missing person. She's still in the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. But authorities have stated that she was found deceased, and indeed, reporters have discovered there is a death certificate on file, with her death being listed as the same day she went missing, March 17, 2018. When questioned, authorities will only state that they don't suspect foul play. The date her remains were found and the location remain a mystery to the public, however. Susan Nielsen, age 56, of Rockport, Massachusetts, was reported missing when officials found her belongings near a Gloucester shipyard. After a coordinated search, her body was recovered by authorities in the water off Rocky Neck in Gloucester a few days later. Law enforcement doesn't believe any of these cases are related, but many locals remember all three of these women together. So what do authorities think happened to Abby Flynn on that Super Bowl Sunday in 2020? Well, the short answer is they don't know. The biggest question in a lot of people's minds as well is, why did Abby decide to go for a walk just before having a Super Bowl party? While I do think that is something unusual, if it was just a small get-together and she took walks often, I don't know that going for a walk would be that alarming. Maybe she was ready for the party and decided to go for a brief walk and get some air. The temperature would be in the high 30s that day, which, according to those that live there, is a pretty mild winter day. Maybe Abby wanted to get some exercise before indulging in the party foods and drinks later. Could Abby have gone for a walk and had an accident? A slip and fall accident. This is what authorities believe at first was a likely scenario. There was no evidence of foul play and no signs pointing them to any other theory. And there are a lot of areas one could slip and fall near the coast. Rocks can be slippery, and if Abby had gone out on a rock to get a photograph or to pick up a piece of trash she saw or for some other reason, it is possible she could have fallen. This is why law enforcement put such an effort into searches along the coast. The concern was growing because of the temperatures of the water. If she had fallen in, they had to find her, and they were on a limited time. Or she could have fallen and be laying somewhere injured and need help. But the search for Abby in the first few days was intense, and no sign of her was found. The next thought process to enter the minds of law enforcement was a possible suicide. Although her family in no way believes this, and everyone who knew her described her as a happy and friendly woman with a good life, her family was successful and her life was good, but again, we don't always know what's going on behind closed doors in someone's life. And if this was her path, this area of Gloucester she knew really well and might have known exactly where to go to carry this out. Lastly, there is the thought of foul play. Even though there weren't any signs pointing to this, there are a lot of questions. First, again, why go for a walk before having a party? And this was someone who knew the area, and knew it well. She would know the areas to avoid so as to not have an accident or not put herself in danger, although accidents by nature are never something intended. The fact that she hasn't been found has also had people wondering, was she abducted, taken out of the area? Another interesting and vague fact is that in July 2020, a judge declared Abby legally deceased, which is quick. Generally, that process takes years, but for some reason, it was pushed through. That is, until the judge decided to unsign it and take it back abruptly, leaving many to question why. 3.5 years later, almost anything is a possibility. A 59-year-old takes a walk an hour before guests are due to arrive for a party and vanishes. Did she fall? Did she have an accident? Was it intentional? Or did she meet with foul play? What do you think happened to Abby Flynn? Abby Flynn is described as a Caucasian woman, 5'5", and weighing around 200 pounds, when she was last seen in February 2020, she was 59 years old and would today be 62 years old. Abby has brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Abby Flynn is asked to call the Gloucester Police Department at 978-283-1212. Let me know your thoughts on this disappearance, and give me your theories of what happened. Of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring a new host, be able to pay them, of course, and eventually take this show on the road. As always, your support helps make that happen. Whether it's $1, $5, $20, $50, $100, however much you go, give, I should say, is appreciated and goes right back into the channel. As always, don't forget to give us a thumbs up if you like a video, hit that subscribe button down below. And as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll catch you next time on Cold Case Friday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.